Biden asks Congress for billions to expand illegal migration. By Neil Monroe on August 13, 2023. President Joe Biden's deputies are asking the House GOP majority to fund new travel and housing programs for more economic migrants who are being encouraged to take opportunities needed by ordinary Americans. The August 10 request for $3.3 billion funding is not all designed to promote more illegal immigration, but most of it seems to be, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies, adding. Which is why there's resistance among a lot of Republicans to increased funding for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. If DHS was using the money to actually stop the flow of illegal aliens, Republicans will be falling all over themselves to vote for it. But that's not what this administration wants to do extra money for DHS. They want to use it to speed up the arrival of people who have no right to be here. The border guard is turned into a Walmart greeter, he said. Just before the release of the White House's request, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, and 14 other Texas GOP members urged the Republican majority to block funding for Biden's migration programs. Simply put, no member of Congress should agree to fund a federal agency at war with his state and people. We have a moral obligation to protect our states, our nation, and, importantly, the migrant children getting abused from the disaster transpiring at our southern border. No border security, no funding, the letter said. Amid the growing public opposition to the Democrats who are bringing migrants into New York, Chicago, California, Maine, and other Democrat-run districts. Many Republicans also oppose continued funding for the war, which is apparently stuck in a no-negotiation, high-casualty stalemate. The opposition is driven, in part, by the economic cost, which is pushing government spending well above recently agreed spending targets. The funding must be approved by the GOP members of the House Appropriations Committee, led by Representative Kay Granger, RTX. So White House officials and the establishment media are portraying the extra migration spending as a gain for border security. For example, the New York Times wrote on August 10, Mr. Biden sought to sweeten the pot by adding politically popular spending to the Ukraine aid. The supplemental appropriation request includes $12 billion for disaster relief, $4 billion for border security. But the details show that most of the border spending is intended to bring in even more economic migrants, not to keep them out. Up to $800 million is intended to fund new migrant pathways from Colombia, Guatemala, Costa Rica, and Ecuador into U.S. communities. These safe mobility offices are intended to offer a safer and cheaper route for African, European, and Asian economic migrants who are seeking to break into the United States. A growing number of global migrants fly into Ecuador or Colombia before starting their trek to the Texas border. This growing flow of illegals skews the nation's economy in favor of investors, Wall Street, and the coastal states. The request also asks for an extra $714 million for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, which was created to deport illegal migrants. But the request also asks for permission to move funding around in the agency, so that funding can be used for the housing program that would shelter migrants while they take the U.S. jobs they need to pay off smuggling debts. The program would also provide illegal migrants with free legal advice on how to slip through the immigration rules that were enacted to protect Americans from illegal migrants. The request also asks for an additional $600 million for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That agency funds many of the transport networks and shelters that migrants use as they displace locals from jobs in New York, Chicago, and other cities. Watch, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. The extra support money would likely help minimize and hide the local political and economic damage of Biden's migration in Democrat-run cities. Biden has already imported at least 6 million migrants for economic purposes in less than 3 years. That strategy has helped investors by inflating real estate prices and reducing Americans' wages. Biden's huge inflow includes roughly 2 million legal migrants, 3.5 million illegal and quasi-legal migrants allowed through the southern border, roughly 1.6 million gotaways who sneaked over the border, plus hundreds of thousands of migrants who have refused to go home when their legal visas expire. Biden's massive inflow has enriched the smuggling cartels and encouraged them to expand their human smuggling business to South America and overseas. For example, the cartels have expanded to control the migrant pathways in Panama and Colombia that were built up by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The budget request shows how the lawyers in Biden's DHS have reversed the meaning of the nation's immigration laws, which Congress passed to protect Americans from mass migration, said Krikorian, adding, "What they're doing here is they're keeping the same word order and border controlling border enforcement and secure border, they're just inverting the meaning. For them, a secure border is one that actually facilitates illegal immigration." Some GOP politicians are already pushing back against the August 10 request, which also asks for $24 billion for the war in Ukraine and $12 billion for domestic disaster recovery. Related video, exclusive video shows massive camp of illegal immigrants waiting to cross U.S. border. Republicans can reject the new spending request and trade the Ukraine spending in exchange for compliance with the nation's border laws, a senior Republican aide told Breitbart News. "It's a courage question. The opportunity only matters if Republicans actually fund some backbone and pick the kind of fight the American people elected them for," the aide said. The August 10 spending request says, "The administration requests additional resources to continue to manage the Southwest border safely and effectively. The administration has reduced illegal migration in a safe, orderly, and humane manner, in part by pairing increased access to legal pathways with new consequences for those who failed to use them." The request asks for up to $800 million to drain even more Ukrainian migrants from the nation that is relying on more than $100 billion in U.S. aid to expel the Russian military from its eastern districts. The U.S. government has already extracted more than 250,000 Ukrainians to serve as workers, consumers, and renters in U.S. society. The funding will offer Ukrainians cash aid, healthcare, legal advice, English language lessons, and job training so they can compete for the jobs sought by Americans. The requests ask for permission to shift ICE deportation funds to pay progressive groups to house migrants in New York and elsewhere. This request would authorize the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to use appropriated funding to allow for refugees, asylum seekers, or other migrants to be housed in community-based residential facilities, depart unsupervised during certain hours, and be provided medical care, legal programming, and other services through contracts, grants, or cooperative agreements with non-governmental organizations. The funds for the new migrant pathways would be added to the Department of State's budget. This request would provide $26 million to the diplomatic programs account within the Department of State. This request would provide $532 million to the Migration and Refugee Assistance account within the Department of State. Funds would be used to address humanitarian needs in the Western Hemisphere in order to provide safe options for forcibly displaced migrants to settle and rebuild their lives in Brazil, Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, and other host countries. Funds would also be used to expand protection through refugee resettlement from the region to the United States and other countries, including through the establishment of safe mobility offices, which provide protection screening and increase access to lawful pathway options to migrants where they are. This request would provide $250 million to the Department of State for economic support and assistance, including $50 million would be used to support foreign government repatriation operations of individuals deemed ineligible for refugee or other protected statuses. $50 million would be used to incentivize sustained cooperation from partner countries hosting safe mobility offices. And $150 million would be used to expand migrant integration support to target communities, access to labor pathway mechanisms, and engagement with the private sector and multilateral partners to spur greater investment in integration initiatives. The request also asks for $1.5 billion to help speed up the flow of migrants through U.S. borders. Of the amounts provided, $203 million would support border management operations by CBP, including for soft-sided facilities, migrant transportation, and medical care requirements. This request also includes $606 million for CBP to reimburse the Department of Defense for border security support along the Southwest border, This request would provide $759 million to the operations and support account within the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Bureau in the Department of Homeland Security. Of this amount, $714 million would be used to respond to migration surges along the southwest border and related activities. The document also asks for $800 million to counter the flow of drugs that are being delivered by the cartels. The drug inflow is often hidden among the rush of Biden's migrants, whose desperation to pay off smuggling debts enables employers to underpay and discard the Americans who end up as drug addicts. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among Republican and swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats,